But I do a weekend show here on The Ticket, 9 to noon on Saturdays, and someone called up that show towards the end of the program and released the information that on 1 a.m. Saturday morning...
Hope whips.
On 1 a.m. Saturday morning slash Friday night.
1 a.m.?
Yeah. What'd I say? On 1 a.m.? On 1 a.m. Saturday morning, there was a program that hit the air on Channel 21, one of the UHF stations offered here in the Dallas and Fort Worth dominant area of market. What is it? Dominant
area of dominant influence. Right?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yes, that'd be UPN 21, KTXA.
Thank you, Mark. The show is called Deep Ellum Nights. Now, featured on there are whatever kind of half-aced celebrities they can dig up.
All right, well, I don't think anybody's terribly
interested. No, I think
in that.
They are, Rhines.
See, that was me in real time there.
No, that was clearly pre-recorded.
Expo touching the Inco.
So I guarantee you, the people you're going to see on this are maybe your Paul Slavens from Ten Hands. Maybe he'd be a celebrity on it. Maybe an Andy Timmons, who's that hard rocker been knocking around the music scene for forever now, right?
The great Andy Timmons.
I don't know about that.
He's the great Andy Timmons.
But then also, you may find perhaps a DJ. Perhaps an, Alex from the, I guess he's with The Zone now. Something like that. But guess who is on Friday at 1 a.m.?
A former DJ.
A former DJ, Mike Reiner himself, the old wolf from this very program.
Not a DJ, never have been, never will be.
Now, let me explain, Rhines, why this is a tremendous violation of the Non-Disclosure Act of 1995. Number one, because it's television.
Mm-hmm.
Television is the highest form of non-disclosure.
That's right, Gordo, that's right.
Don't you mock me, you cat man, with your silly hair and your producing. My headphones just went out. Hold on a second. Oh, there we go.
And that morphing stare.
Yeah, that morphing stare of the cat man. That goes from nice and... No, it goes from mean to fruity and smiley. So,
well, I don't think anybody's too terribly interested in
that. I apologize, Mark.
No, that was not me. That was a very ill-placed drop right there.
So television is the highest form of non-disclosure because it has the most people watching it. It is a visual presence as well as an audio presence. It just has all, it has every, I guess, quality to it that you could want.
Well, let me ask you this then, if that's the case. Can you prove that this was me? Have you seen this yet?
I have not seen it, but enough people have seen it, and we're looking to get a tape. From Deep Ellum Nights on Friday night, 1 a.m. in the morning, or Saturday morning.
This was not me, I'm telling you.
This was you.
No.
Because you confessed it on the rant.
No, this was a hologram.
You confessed it on the rant.
This was a hologram that was constructed with a computer out of images that Dan Bennett released to them and allowed them to use, taken from one of the old guys.
That's crazy. The budget of this show is probably about $300 a week.
And I curse Dan Bennett for allowing that to happen.
So you did this interview. Now, according to you, a friend of yours works on the staff.
It's all Dan Bennett's fault.
Well, that was Bruce Gilbert being piped in from Pittsburgh or wherever he's program directing right now. So, where was I on this? Oh, so you had a friend that worked on the staff. He sets up an interview.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He sets up an interview. You go on that program as a celebrity.
I had nothing to do with this show.
As a celebrity, Ryan.
I had nothing to do with this show.
A celebrity who always is bashing Deep Ellum. What do you know about Deep Ellum anyway?
You want to know what I know about Deep Ellum?
Yeah, what do you know about Deep Ellum?
Well, every time I go down there, I see bands that can't play.
I've seen you smoke down there.
Bands that don't sing very well.
And bands I've seen you
that
smoke.
Bands that rely on a whole lot of marginal original material.
And you smoke there.
Bands that don't know anything about being professional on stage. And bands that don't know anything about entertaining. That's what I see when I go down there.
And you smoke cigarettes while you're down there.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
I've seen that. I've seen you do it before. The one time when you were really blasted at Club Dada.
I was not blasted.
Anyway.
You've never seen me blasted.
Anyway. Sounded a little laughing right there. Yeah, that sounded like a little drunken laughter there.
All right, well, I don't think anybody's terribly interested.
Well, I was, Rhines. So you do this interview, and you didn't tell anyone. You knew it was going to air. You specifically went down to Deep Ellum to do this interview. Once again, Mark. Rhines positioning himself as not only a celebrity in this market.
And going to great lengths to do so,
You are going to great lengths to position yourself as a local celebrity that was in tune with the underground music scene.
What else?
You were going to great lengths to do that.
What else?
And it is going to great lengths when you travel all... This is what he did. He travels all the way downtown from his home up in Allen.
Mm-hmm.
He goes all the way downtown to do this television interview.
Actually, it's in Melissa.
Yeah, way up there.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like Prosper.
About, like one
sorry,
store.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Van Alstyne.
Yeah, Van Alstyne, better. So, if you traveled all that way to do it, then that shows me that you're going to great lengths to position yourself.
No,
I'm just curious why you did not tell us about it.
I'm just curious why you and Georgie, both you and Georgie, don't understand that you're not going to get away with this stuff.
Well,
the tentacles and the little ticket spread too far out.
Actually, I thought I would get away with this.
It spread out too far.
Because it was 1 a.m. on Friday?
Yes, I thought there was a pretty good chance that I could get away with this.
Well, hey, Saturday morning, people are already calling the ticket saying that you had done it.
That I could float this by and nobody would see it.
Let me ask you this. Were you proud of the work that you did on Deep Ellum Nights?
I don't know. Well, I haven't seen it. I doubt if I would be.
Now, your story is that as the interview went along, this girl that interviewed him, Mark, had no idea who he was.
No, she didn't.
I mean, I'm sure Ryan's...
What was her name?
Had tried to give her...
Her name was Teresa Hanson. All right, well, I don't think anybody's terribly interested.
My God. So she had no idea who you were.
No.
She asked you questions that made her sound like an idiot.
She didn't really have a real clear-cut direction, yes.
Idiot.
So, in other words, it was very much like the interview that you did with Ron Wood.
Yeah, it was cut from the same mold.
Well, no, I hardly think so. I knew exactly where I was going with that.
She kind of came in there unprepared, and no direction.
Just, and she just ended it up with,
what's in the future for you now?
What's in the future for you now?
Yes.
And you didn't tell us, Rhines, and that hurts all of us.
And you boys will see when you get the tape. I'm sure you'll get the tape on this.
It's still television. We must release everything that we do concerning television.
You think?
Yes, and radio
and
print.
Newspaper.
Right.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, this is bigger than Park City's Youth Today. Or whatever that Georgie did last week.
It certainly eclipses anything that Georgie's done within the past few months.
You think? Yeah.
Yes.
So would you say this is the biggest violation that we've had of the little ticket in some time now?
Absolutely.
Hightone Realm of the Viticon.
Now, the only reason, he was going to be in on it, too.
Grego?
Yes.
Oh, when he was ill?
Yeah, he was sick. That's the only thing that gets him off the hook here.
Contract negotiations during that shoot?
That right there makes me believe that there's absolutely no credibility to this show if they were going to interview Grego about Deep Ellum.
Totally agree. That's ridiculous.
Well, I just like coming down here once in a while, grabbing a beer, taking in some alternative acts.
Like which ones?
Well, I like Bloody Monkey Child.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've seen that. Now, what's your favorite club down here, Fake Grego?
Well, I mean, it's, it's that one over there. I like to go to Club Dada. I like to go to Club Dada. I also like to go to Club Clear View. I also like to Blind Lemon. What's with the Blind Lemon? What kind of name is that? Cut! Cut! Mr. Williams, you can't not be Bellum. I'm sorry. I like to see all the people with the white faces and the black fright wigs on.
Well, actually, they didn't even get into that. All they did was ask, pretty much get me up there and say, so what do? You work at the ticket, what time are you
on? We are
and
big
that's it,
time.
You know?
We are big market, we are big time, and the sooner Deep Ellum realizes that, the better off we'll all be. Brother!
I guarantee you they did not have you on this show as a vehicle to promote the hard line.
Yes, they did.
It was a lot more in-depth than that.
Oh, no, you'll see, too.
Let's talk about them boobs, darling.
Would Grego have said that?
Get your drawers off, darling.
When you said that to Teresa Hanson.
All right, let's talk about them boobs, darling.
When you've asked her for sheets and pillowcases match.
What we got here, Ryan, is a bona fide slut.
Do we still have
your sheets and your pillowcases match, right?
Yeah, Expo, can you recreate the interview, what it would have sounded like?
We got a full-blown slut here, Ryan. Your sheets and your pillowcases match, right? 6 to 60, blind, crippled, or crazy. All right! All right, let's talk about them boobs, darling.
Good gosh.
Get some drawers off, darling. All right, let's talk about them boobs, darling.
We are big market. We are big time.
Get them drawers off, darling.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot.
We are big market. We are big time.
They can take their press credential and stick it right in their ass.
You guys absolutely suck.
You are absolutely clueless.
Unbelievable.
I need to apologize to all my fans out there.
All right.
Just when do you have to like a girl to have sex with her?
What?
Yo, you can't do that one? Dang it.
Since when do you have to like a girl to have sex with her?
Boy, that would have been a great interview.
I would say this is probably the greatest case of disclosure in 98, second only to the Chris Arnold Opal magazine or whatever that was called.
Yeah, no, that far exceeds this.
It doesn't far exceed it. It barely beats it out just because it was so ridiculous. If you were wearing a clown costume on this TV show, then you would definitely beat it.
Well,
this is TV.
At least I didn't say I was approximately 39 in there.
That's true.
You know what I'd like to see?
What?
Once again, now I know this wasn't a violation of the Non-Disclosure Act of 1995, but Mark, wouldn't you like to see the old Geraldo interview that Wolf
yes,
did? Remember
I
that?
Would.
That was so deer in the headlights, it was so funny. Because that was back when you had the glasses, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let me emphasize one thing here, Mike. There is a whole lot of information about this that has not come out yet.
That was involved with Eric Williams, the 17-year-old?
Nope. That is the woman that was involved
this is you
with
correcting
Michael
Geraldo.
Irvin, who is now displaying all of her feminine wares in Penthouse this month and got a large sum of money for doing
so.
I get you.
Well, what was I supposed to say? Let him labor under that misconception?
I'm just glad you got in some of the Reiner shtick at some point in that interview.
Now let me emphasize this to you.
Let me say something here, Geraldo. Just let me say something here.
I'm the over-emphatic wolf.
That's right,
Geraldo.
Now, I want to take you on this long, laborious, unnecessary, meandering sentence.
God almighty.
Just where I can get in the joke of feminine wares. Okay? That's what I want to do with your airtime right now. Oh, that was
all
so
right.
Great.
All right, all right. So it's non-disclosure.
You have violated.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
You look gay.
Why does that sound like JD?
That's another poorly placed drop.
I don't want Cat on the air anymore.
We're just being peppered with him today.
Just leaves me with one question, Rhines.
What's that?
What's in the future for
okay, now come on, that's dogpiling.
All right, 6:15 on Sports Radio. Actually, 6:10 on Sports Radio, 13:10 the ticket. Ticket ticker time right now. Here's Chad Andrus once again.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. The ticker's brought to you by Chrysler.